This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to the Love HQ podcast. This is a place for women who want to explore love, sex, dating, and relationships through an unconventional approach of ditching the normal dating advice, prizing yourself as an individual, and listening to expert interviews from all different walks of life, focusing on how you can get more in touch with yourself as a person, develop better relationships, and live life on your terms.
Hey, my name's Hayley Quinn, and welcome back to my Love HQ podcast, where every single week I give you a different and empowering message around love, sex, dating, relationships, because over here at Love HQ, we're quite frankly fed up with the messages that you receive as women around your approach to love and dating, the ones that tell you that you need to catch a guy or how to find the right man or when's the right place to find love, and none of this is actually helpful to you. So joining me today to discuss one of my favorite topics and what I think one of the most important principles for women and kind of everybody when it comes to dating and love, which is the concept of stillness. So not all action is outward going on a date every single night of the week. In fact, sometimes the best action can be inaction and self-reflection. Joining me today is a lovely lady who's going to introduce herself due to slightly complex pronunciation of surname.
Hey, it's lovely to be with you today. So my name is Jay Ruax. It's Malaysian, so it's a little bit tricky to pronounce. I run a marketing company and I also run events around inspiring a feminine lifestyle in the city.
Okay, amazing. So what are the causes that you think you're most passionate about when it comes to women in the space of love and dating?
I think there's loads of different angles and kind of perspectives, but I think mostly it's about being authentic to yourself and not feeling like you have to kind of feed into what the media tells you or anything that is external. I think men and women they're very different. Like, biologically, we're different, and I think you just have to accept that. Like, there's nothing you can do about that, and just be a woman and be proud of being a woman.
And what kind of messages? Because I was flicking through Grazia magazine earlier today, and yeah, I like to read it just because I'm like, no, look at that message, it's so bad. And the message that was in it today that I read was about Beyonce's marriage,
right,
to Jay-Z, which I'm sure some like clever PR company has like carefully constructed for ages. And that message was basically like, oh, Beyonce's new album is the ultimate feminist answer to Jay-Z's cheating. And I'm like, oh my God. Like, I don't know if it's her publicist or someone else's publicist that's created this story, but if you just take a step back from it, it's like, first of all, there's an implication there that the whole purpose of her life and being the creative material that she wants to put out in the world is to do with her husband's infidelity, right, or not. And that's what we're choosing to speak about. And that's what's filled up all of these column inches and how she was throwing her wedding ring back. And I'm like, hang on a second. I was like, surely there's more to being a woman or more to creating a piece of art than what it means in the relation to the man that you're with in your life. And I think actually most stories that we tell ourselves and that we hear, in fact, there's a Hollywood principle, which talks about how few films are produced where you have two women alone by themselves having a conversation which does not involve the subject of a man.
in their lives, and it's actually extremely few films abide by that. So when it comes to romantic myths and misconceptions about that women can just kind of absorb about love and dating, what's one of the ones that you think stands out? Or is particularly like misleading?
I don't know. Like a myth.
Yeah, like a myth. So I think there's lots of myths that are just like sneakily lying beneath the surface. So my example of a myth or something would be, if you're thinking about like the narrative of most stories, right? Yeah. Let's look at that. So a lot of the time, man meets woman or woman meets man, then there's some kind of like big problem at the beginning of the relationship. Like one of, you know, he doesn't want to be with her, but then he goes away and then sorts himself out and then comes back and fights for the woman.
Yeah. I think obviously
when it comes to something like that, the subtext for that is basically that, oh, that's the kind of relationship we should expect. That it's not going to be easy. It's not going to be communicative. And in fact, that, you know, he just, you know, he's going to go off. He's going to do some soul searching and he's going to come back and win me back and be perfect. And in fact, all of that is wrong. In fact, it creates an expectation that the beginning of relationships should be difficult, that he's going to be naturally avoidant, that he's going to have to sort some stuff out. But then when he comes back, it will be perfect forever.
No, I mean, I think it flows. And I think it's just about believing in love, because, I mean, there's no magical formula. I think you just need to be yourself, and love is love. So it's like, if he's meant to be with you, then he will. It's not about like him going away and winning you back. It's like, it's much more simple than that. It's like, if, you know, and you can't coax a man into doing something that he doesn't want to do. You know, I think men, when, you know, looking back, men are hunters. So when they see something they want, they're gonna go and fight for it, and they're gonna go and get it for themselves. And if they don't want it, then they're not gonna do that. So I think men are quite possessive in that sense, that if they want a woman, then they will fight for it.
But I'm gonna press you. What do you think makes a man want a woman, though? Because you say they're hunters, that they see something, and that's kind of reducing us to just being visual.
No, not at all. I think it's innate. I think it's a connection. I think it's like, if a man can see in a woman that, okay, this woman can cater for me, she can like love me, she can, you know, look after me, she can be a wife. Like, I think that's what it is. If he sees that there is something that she can bring to his life, like not in any sense like superficial, like the way that she looks, I think then he won't let it go. So I think it's more about just like being yourself, and I think it's about finding a connection. It's about, for women, it's about knowing what you want in a man. So like actually soul searching, looking at yourself and thinking, you know, what on a deep level in a partner do I need to fulfill me? Because, you know, it's not as simple as it's about things like emotionally, like what do I need? Am I emotional, or do I just need someone to leave me alone? Or, you know, what do I do on the weekend? What kind of life do I want? What kind of partner do I need to make me happy?
Right, but don't you feel it's a bit uncomfortable to think about a guy thinking that he's selecting a wife on grounds that she can cater to him or fulfill his needs?
But I think a man needs to cater to a woman too. I think in modern day feminism, I think that message has slightly been lost, in the sense that we're supposed to love each other. Like, it's not supposed to be a race of like power and control. Although, yes, a woman needs to hold her own and she needs to be strong, and like, obviously, you know.
I also think there's something for a man as well. I think rather than it just being about how awesome and how much he values the woman, which is really important. So it's about having respect around yourself and how you engage with him, and also showing all the different aspects to your personality and who you are. But I also think it's a lot to do, you know, people are on their own kind of personal life cycle. And sometimes if a man hasn't reached that point in his life cycle where he's open to that, he can meet the most awesome woman. Yeah,
amazing. And he will still mess it up.
Yeah, exactly. So I think as a woman, it's important at the beginning, which is kind of going back to that romantic idea that I suggested from the movie storyline at the start, sometimes it can be about screening out people that just right from the get-go are showing to be extremely wobbly around things like commitment and availability to you.
Totally.
Because that person, you know, this idea that, like, I'll see something in me and then we'll be together, or, but, like, unless he's sorted his own stuff out and is operating from a stable foundation, he will literally never be able to do that. Yeah. So early warning signs, favourite topic. If someone's taking ages to ring you back, if they're kind of dragging their feet around commitment, or they're not being very communicative, or they're telling you, I'm not in the right space or zone in my life to do this, there's a grace there in actually just letting them go and letting them go off and sort their own things out. Because people, I think, fix much better often independently rather than actually together. Now, that fits into another idea that I wanted to bring up that you mentioned to me earlier, which was about stillness.
Yeah. No, I think stillness is the most important thing that you need to do as a woman. I think it's about kind of looking at yourself and kind of knowing what you want and then creating, not letting any energy into your force field, which is going to kind of mess it up. So just not going out all the time, not chasing guys, not, you know, feeling like, oh, I need to go and get this. Like, just chill out, like, be you, like, love yourself, like, be content in where you are, and then let the right energy come to you, because it will come to you if you kind of, I'm a big believer in meditations, like manifestations, like if you manifest the right thing, you know what it is that you're looking for, then when it comes, you'll know how to recognize it. Mm-hmm. And you'll know to let it in. And I think you're right in terms of, like, I think the one thing that lacks in the city sometimes is that level of soulfulness that mm-hmm. actually brings, it's what makes love thrive. So I think the only way that you can let that in is by being still to some extent. And I think, you know, there are a lot of dataholics and people that go on loads of dates for the sake of going on dates. So you need to be able to establish very, very early on if that person is that person or not. Because, in this city, I think it's easy to kind of, you can date Mr. Right now and try and turn him into Mr. Right and just go, well, I'm going to go on dates with him. And then you kind of try and turn it into like something, and then you get upset when it's not that.
Right. And I think that's a really important point, which is basically when you have some information about what this kind of person is or what they're providing for your life, don't try and then, because you want a particular outcome, force the situation that you have to fit a mold that it's not supposed to fit. Sometimes it's better to go, okay, this isn't the right person to fit into that category. I'm not going to seek to change this person. Instead, I'm actually going to let this person go and free up my time in order to reinvest it elsewhere. So I think that stillness as well is about going, actually, that if you end up going home by yourself or developing up your own lifestyle or spending some evenings, many evenings potentially for many weeks in a row, just enjoying your own company and space, sometimes that can be a lot better than going out on a date that from the get-go you know is going to be fruitless or is going to lead you down into the wrong direction. So I think cultivating stillness in the sense of valuing your own time and space and actually having a really high barrier to entry where you think no one's coming into this unless I let them in is really positive. Also in that thought of meditating, now if you're listening to this and you're not a meditator and you're not into spirituality and you're like, what is that? A really helpful analogy I found for it is called the lamppost analogy, which basically means if you think about something for maybe 5 minutes a day quietly to yourself, it's the equivalent of if you went out and you said to like the lamppost or the tree or whatever the first thing you see on your street is, and you spend 5 minutes telling it what you want to achieve. Now, it's obviously not going to give you an answer back because it's a tree or it's a lamppost, but the fact that you're consciously bringing something to the forefront of your mind makes it easier for you to look out for it when it comes your way in everyday life. And I think really kind of top of the list of stuff that you should be looking out for is the person that's investing in you and is showing a willingness to partner and work on a relationship. So it's a guy who's like, I'm in the right headspace for a relationship, I'm looking for a life partner. And also, get this, the person that's gone, I accept that creating a partnership means work on both parts. It means that we come together and we have an implicit understanding between us that when we hit a problem, we talk about it, we work through it, rather than having an expectation that from the beginning all the way through until the end, like death, everything is perfect and you never.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
If I have any hurdles or any problems, and I think sometimes with guys, a lot of the time they can artificially kind of remove themselves from the dating market because they'll be like, oh, well, I will commit when something's perfect or when the timing is perfect. And in fact, all that is some unwillingness on their part to embark on things. I think a much more healthy and mature attitude to bring to relationships is one where it's like, okay, we are two imperfect human beings trying to come together to create a partnership here, which is workable between us. So that doesn't mean that we're 100% and perfect for one another and 100% right. What it means is that we both want the same outcome and that we can communicate through it and that we respect each other. So I think it's a lot about the attitude that you bring to the start of a relationship rather than actually having exactly 100% match right from the get-go, which is why I think starting to value men that choose to invest in you in terms of like he turns up for stuff, he's available to speak on the phone, you find it easy to talk to him, you can be vulnerable about your emotions with him and he actually sits there and listens to you. These qualities start to become really, really important because over the course of however long you're going to know this guy, maybe, decades, maybe 50 years, those are the qualities that are going to come to the forefront that you're going to find that you lean on the most. And that relating to that idea of stillness is I think sometimes as women, it's kind of easy to lose our sense of what we want and what our value is and what we need because we can get kind of thrown off by the people that we're dating. You know, he'll say something to you like he's not sure if he's ready for a relationship and that can then plunge you into a state of anxiety where your headspace is really super busy. Instead, if you take that step back and actually have time to yourself, you can actually go and sit there and go, you know what I need and what I want is okay. I accept that in myself. In fact, of course I want to know what's going on next weekend because I'm a busy woman and I have a diary. I don't need to feel apologetic about that. That's a normal thing to want to communicate. So it's also about for you coming to a point of understanding where you go, actually, I really accept that what I want is what I want. I don't feel embarrassed about that or feel like I'm being needy for verbalizing it. And then getting to a space where you can kind of like clearly and directly communicate with him. And I know that direct communication is one of your things, right?
Yeah, definitely. I think you should always be able to speak on your emotions and speak on like your truth or what you want. So I think there's no need to shy away from, if you're dating someone, just ask them what they want and don't waste your time. Mm-hmm. Like, just don't feel like, oh, I'll date him for a few months and then I'll have the conversation.
And I'll see how it goes. Yeah. And then maybe he'll give me the sign that there's the right time. And that's exactly. And it's so disempowering. And then you know what? You haven't communicated what you want from the get-go. So you can't almost like not feel bad if you don't get it. Instead, I think laying your cards on the table is extremely powerful because it's also demonstrating that you're like, well, you know what? Like I value myself and my perspective first. And if someone's not going to be on board with that, then that's okay.
Yeah. And exactly, but obviously there needs to be an ease of like flow as well, like let things flow, but also make sure that you get the answers in the first few dates as well without being too direct, like, you know, what do you want, tell me right now, like not in that way.
Yeah, I would say instead of the way around that, it's basically instead of asking him a question, say what you want. It's so much softer and it's also a better communication style and it doesn't give away your power. You're not like, what do you want, where is this going? It's like, oh my gosh, just say, look, this is how I see things, this is what I want, this is what I think, this is what I feel.
In life as well.
Yeah, take ownership of where you stand. So on all podcasts, I always ask 4 questions. And you're like grimacing, like, ugh. So I'm going to start with the love one, which is like an approach, a tip for approaching love. And it could be a tip that for approaching just femininity or communication in general, because it will have a love application.
I would say just don't be afraid to be yourself, and don't feel like you have to, you know, dress up, you have to wear heels, you have to look a certain way, you have to say certain things to make a guy like you. I think it is genuinely like, just if he's the right one, he's going to love you for your personality and your quirks. So just be authentically you.
Yeah. And it's also a lot of effort and a lot of stress trying to not be authentically you. You know, whether that's translated through wearing the high heels on the date, which you would like literally never wear otherwise. And plenty of guys love trainers, by the way. They really do. Or it could be about the fact that you like, actually, there's something you really expect or you need from a relationship and you feel too embarrassed. Or I think it's a real shame that women have been told to feel embarrassed or awkward about saying that they expect a guy to ring them when they get home or something like that. It's like, no, if that's what you want and that's your idea for a relationship, then that's cool. That's your thing. Accept it and verbalize it. So life hack, approach, way to approach life or business, as you've got kind of like some interesting concepts, right, about how women should maybe be a bit more
be a bit more racy, I guess, kind of like just be bold, be fearless, and that doesn't mean to not feel fear, but just do it anyway, and definitely kind of like grab life by the horns.
Right, because it's a bit more of a culture that's a man thing, right? Men are continually told to grab life by the horns, and we're told to, like, I think the analogy was, like, we were talking about sports cars and how sometimes women can be like, oh, no, I couldn't possibly drive that thing.
Exactly.
And it's like, oh, no, shut up. Yes, you can. You're equally capable of doing something like that. So I think sometimes, as women, we also kind of let ourselves down by buying into these stereotypes about what we can do and buying into a sense of limitation. And in fact, it's so kind of tied up in our culture and our language, it can be hard to catch yourself out. But instead of like not participating because you're worried about, you know, not doing it well or feeling shy and awkward or that you're going to be judged, be like, you know what, I'm not the best singer, I'm not the best driver, but screw it, I'm going to enjoy this experience and go for it anyway. And explore my limitations around that. And if you do it, this is one of these techniques that you can use where you're going to start to put out a much stronger message about who you are into the world. And the stronger and clearer your message is, the more kind of gravitational pull you'll have towards other people. And I had to do this as well, by the way. It's not like I'm like super confident. In fact, I'm quite shy in some areas of my life. And things like singing, oh my God, or playing a musical instrument, I find that so like embarrassing and awkward. Like, I can do a talk, give me a talk any day. Karaoke, on the other hand, Jesus Christ,
not so much.
No, but I had to kind of kick my own butt about it and be like, why am I being so weird if all of my friends are doing like a sing-along? Okay, get this, ego, I'm not the best singer, but I can participate and I can try and I can enjoy the moment. And I think actually the more you push yourself to act in that way, it creates a much better mindset towards tons and tons of different things.
Yeah, definitely. I would say just be strong and get involved and like make a difference, and don't feel like you have to kind of shy away or like just and also it's kind of like doing that doesn't make you any less feminine. So you can be soft, feminine and bold and racy.
Yeah, exactly, because we are 360 degree women, which means that we're not just mothers or not just sexy or not just soft, but we are all things at all times because we are the feminine. Wow, isn't that awesome? I love that about us. It's the best. Also, something that you thought when you were younger that maybe you couldn't achieve or wasn't possible, but you've subsequently proved to yourself.
I would say having a successful career in advertising and now launching my marketing company. Yeah. I think I would have, that was a dream when I was younger, to like work in advertising, and I've taken it a step further because now I take my own clients on and I run a business. So,
and what would you say about when it comes to running your own business, did you have any fear around that or any limitations that you encountered?
Yeah, definitely. I think there is always fear, but it's the thing that drives you more is the fact that you want to be doing this and this is your dream. So you have to just put the fear on the side and say, I'm going to do this because this is what I want.
Yeah. And sometimes when it comes to that company as well, it's about, or starting your own business or doing anything like that, again, it's about deep breath. This isn't perfect, but I'm working through it. So you kind of like develop, I think, a lot of chops through approaching life in that particular way. And I'm going to ask you the final question, which I know you didn't like.
No.
But you really like. Do you want to maybe say why you don't like it? That'd be interesting. So I was going to ask about what was something that means like love or romance to you.
Because I think it's the little things. I can't think of one big thing, because I just think it's always kind of like it's romance, and those little things should be embedded in your relationships.
Okay.
So it's like it should be an everyday thing, like, you know, make an effort, you know, right. Like just make an effort, buy a present, like cook dinner, like give someone a massage. Like those little things, I think, are more romantic than one big romantic gesture.
Yeah. And I think that's one of my friends said something really valuable to me on this subject a couple of days ago. He was like, look, sometimes women, I give guys credit for stuff that they should just, of course, it should just happen. Like, if he's your boyfriend, he should pick up your phone calls. He should turn up at important occasions. He should be there to help you out. And it's like, don't give the guy credit for doing that stuff. That's just what a relationship is. And sometimes we forget that. And we're like, oh, but he did turn up that one time. Screw it. He should be turning up for you every time and picking up your phone calls. That's just what he's supposed to do. And like, you're supposed to do the same for him. So raise your expectation level as well around dating and relationships. Start to expect more for yourself, because it's the only way, it's the first shift towards getting more. Now, how can the women that are listening to this, how can they connect up with you? Because you do loads of stuff in feminism and female community.
Yeah, I've got loads of cool events coming up to do with racing. I do entertainment showcases, run events at the hospital club. So you can get invites to that through connecting with me on Facebook and Twitter. So my name is, which I mentioned at the beginning, is Jae Ruax. So that, I'm going to tell you the spelling because it's a little complicated. So that's J-A-E and then R-U-A-X. So you can connect with me on Twitter and Facebook, and I look forward to seeing you at the events.
Yeah, so they're really cool. Predominantly women focused events, and I, you know what, I'm like, I'm a big fan of women having community and space, as we were talking about earlier. It's like,
it's really important.
Yeah, because, you know, back in the dawn of time when we were all clustered together in the hut in the village, like, we operate well as a team.
We do.
So join in and participate, especially with some of Jae's events, which are really about being kind of like cool, powerful, fearless, and experimenting with different aspects of your femininity. And of course, I'll be back next week with another Love HQ podcast. If you like the podcast, please subscribe and share it and comment. As you know, we're trying to give a really great message here about being more powerful in your femininity, and actually, for the first time ever, accepting what you want and therefore getting it. Okay, I'll be back next week, and I'll speak to you soon. Take care, guys. Thank you for listening to my podcast today. If you want to find out more about me, please head to hayleyquinn.com/club, where I have a free 30-day membership available for you to my exclusive subscribers club. You can also catch up with me on YouTube at HayleyQuinnXX, on Instagram as HayleyQuinnX, and on Twitter as Plain Old Hayley Quinn. I'd love to hear your feedback on the show. Please engage with me, please reach out, and thank you again for your support.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Confidence starts with loving who you are. And when your skin feels nourished and glows on the outside, you naturally radiate confidence from the inside. Give your skin a glow-up with Osea's clinically proven Mega Moisture Duo. This ultra-hydrating body care features two of Osea's best sellers, Undaria Algae Body Oil and Undaria Collagen Body Lotion. These seaweed-powered heroes use skincare-level ingredients normally reserved for your face for results you can see and confidence you can feel. Osea has been making clean, clinically proven seaweed-infused face and body care products for over 28 years. This luxurious skincare is vegan, cruelty-free, and climate-neutral certified, so you never have to choose between your values and your best skin. Glow from the inside out. Get 10% off your first order with code GLOW at OseaMalibu.com. That's OseaMalibu.com, code GLOW.